A deep antipathy with Hillary Clinton could have been behind Julian Assange's enthusiasm for releasing what is now believed to be Russian-sourced information relating to emails from the Clinton Democratic presidential campaign. It was a high-risk strategy, as the events surrounding the jailing of US serviceman Chelsea Manning for treason were highly emotional, and Assange would clearly be the next target. US pressure could explain the UK court action and coordinated legal action by Sweden over dubious sexual assault charges. After almost 7 years holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy, he was given up by the new Ecuadorian government after being under pressure from the US and then promptly jailed by the UK on bail charges relating to the original Swedish extradition order, now dropped. BayFM newsroom reporter Dr. John Jiggins spoke with Julian Assange's father, John Shipton, and asked him to explain how the Swedish extradition order landed him in the Ecuadorian embassy many years ago.
Julian had been served with an extradition order and a European arrest warrant and a red notice. He surrendered himself to the UK police, and Julian had always said that he was happy and willing to go to Sweden to be interviewed for the allegation. Always repeated over and over and over again, and continued for 7.5 years to offer. If Sweden was in its wisdom wise enough to say that he wouldn't be on forwarded or extradited to the United States. And Sweden constantly refused. In 2013, Sweden had enough of the case, and the Swedish prosecuting authority wrote to the Crown Prosecuting Service, the UK Crown Prosecuting Service, saying that they'd had enough and they wanted to let the matter abate. The Crown Prosecuting Service replied saying, "You're not getting cold feet now, are you?" And there's concluding that there's more to this case than a simple extradition. So the Crown Prosecuting Service was dissipated forcefully in the years and years of delay, despite Julian's ceaseless offering to go to Sweden if they would warrant that he wouldn't be extradited to the United States. Eventually, under pressure from the Swedish Supreme Court and the Swedish Court of Appeals, the Swedish prosecutor, Marianne Nye, sent an investigator to interview Julian in the Swedish embassy, which was done, and the case was abandoned. There's some talk of it being taken up again, but the Swedish justice system has so embarrassed itself that I think that they'll run a mile before they do anything.
So many people say that Julian's real crime has been to expose war crimes. What's your views on that?
We have three grand narratives of criminality. One is Afghanistan. The destruction of Afghanistan has lasted 17.5 years now. Surges and pushes. Then we have Iraq, 1 million people dead, an illegal war promoted by Dick Cheney, President Bush, Prime Minister Blair, and Prime Minister Howard, bringing destruction to an entire country and murder of 1 million people. Then we have Libya, destroyed completely. Now the hyenas are fighting over the carcass, trying to extract what wealth from Libya they can. These people are fiends, and their exposure by journalists an absolute necessity. WikiLeaks is a necessity. Julian is a necessity. We can also take the case of the Trafigura scandal of poisoning the coast of East Africa, dumping toxic waste that they were paid to recycle, but it's cheaper to go and ruin the lives of East Africans that live on the shoreline. WikiLeaks and Julian Assange in these times are absolute necessities. I would just like to see the Australian government act positively to ensure that Julian is not falsely dragooned to an American oubliette thrown in never to be seen again, to bring him home to his family, to his friends, to social unity and courage of the polity of Australia. That's what I'd like to see.
John Shipton, the father of detained WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, speaking there with reporter Dr. John Jiggins at Bay FM in Byron Bay.